Hello, you are listening to The Wellness Project with Des. I'm your host Desiree, a mental health therapist and holistic wellness coach. On my podcast, I interview experts in the field of mental health and wellness, as well as those who share their firsthand accounts of their mental health journeys. These interviews will give you many tips, tools, and strategies to improve your mental health, as well as give you hope, support, encouragement, and inspiration on your own personal mental health and wellness journey. Thanks so much for being here. I would greatly appreciate it if you took a moment to leave me a review on iTunes and leave the podcast 5 stars on Spotify. It really helps the podcast to grow, which in turn helps me to keep bringing on amazing guests and spreading mental health and wellness education and support. And make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss an episode. Are you ready to embark on a transformative journey towards holistic well-being, unlocking the full potential of your mind, body, and spirit? If so, I'm thrilled to invite you to my program, the Holistic Wellness Transformation Coaching Program. My one-to-one coaching program is a comprehensive and individualized approach to help you improve your overall well-being. As a holistic wellness coach, I'm here to guide you on a transformative journey to attain balance and harmony in all areas of your life. With personalized coaching sessions, I'll offer guidance and support throughout your wellness journey, starting with a thorough holistic assessment. We'll dive into your past, habits, thoughts, feelings, behaviors, and patterns that may be holding you back and no longer serving you. This assessment forms the foundation for your customized wellness plan. Together, we'll explore the 8 foundational elements of wellness to ensure you feel balanced and aligned with your goals and your values. This program goes beyond the surface, providing you with mental and emotional support. I will help you to manage stress, anxiety, and other challenges such as perfectionism and people-pleasing, offering techniques and strategies to enhance your resilience and your skills. The benefits of this program cannot be overstated. I'll be there every step of the way to support you in achieving balance and harmony in your life, manage stress, and improve your emotional well-being. Nurture healthy connections, create lasting, healthy habits, achieve your goals, and gain confidence in your ability to transform your life. Join me on this journey to holistic wellness. You could go to my website to check out my various packages, and you could go to my Calendly link found in the show notes to schedule a free 30-minute consultation call where we will go over the 8 core areas of wellness, as well as your goals and your dream life. Reach out and let's get started on your wellness journey so you can finally live the life you want. During the month of February, the International Month of Love, we will be focusing on the most important love of all, self-love. This February is all about embracing self-love and empowerment. And because of that, I've got a couple of incredible things to share with you today. I would love to invite you to the 30-Day Self-Love Challenge, something that's going to transform your life in just 30 days. It's time to prioritize yourself, boost your confidence, and discover the incredible journey of self-discovery. Each day of the month, you will be given the opportunity to practice a quick and actionable self-love exercise. This 30-day challenge explores different aspects of self-love, from positive affirmations to mindfulness exercises and so much more. But that's not all. For those of you who want a more in-depth, deeper dive into the realm of self-love, you can sign up for the 5-day self-love email challenge. It's like a mini self-love retreat delivered straight to you. This is a deep dive into self-love. There's journaling exercises, there's activities, and there's some digging into the past. So are you ready to embark on this journey of self-love? If so, head over to the links in the show notes, right where you are listening to this podcast, to sign up for one or both challenges. These challenges are available for sign up until February 29th, as this year is a leap year. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on this incredible opportunity to nurture the love you have for yourself. You can go to bit.ly/30-self-love-challenge and bit.ly, again, bit.ly/self-love-email-challenge or head to the links found in the show notes. Let's make the next 30 days the most transformative ones yet. And remember, you are worthy, you are powerful, and you deserve all the love in the world. You are listening to episode number 144, where I interview Ilana Vero. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist and mastery method life coach based in California. And today, Ilana is speaking with us all about self-worth and body image. I was looking forward to speaking with Ilana today because it is the month of February and I am focused on self-love for this month. So definitely hop in my Facebook group and check out next week's episode, because for the next 2 weeks and for next week's podcast episode, we are going to be focused on the topic of self-love. So I'm glad that Ilana is here today to kick off the next few weeks with the focus on self-love. And Ilana, again, is talking with us about body image and self-worth, which is so, so important. And self-worth is a huge part of self-love. So I'm so glad that Ilana is here today. Help me welcome her. Ilana, thank you so much for being here today. I'm so excited to speak with you.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to chat as well.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a really great conversation. So to get us started, I would love if you could introduce yourself to us, share who you are, what you do, how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Ilana Varo. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in the state of California and also a mastery method life coach pretty much internationally. And I work mostly with women. I would say 99% of my clients are women. And going through different phases of life, I started out my career working more with eating disorders, clinical eating disorders, and anxiety and trauma. And that has kind of evolved into more chronic dieting and body dissatisfaction and disordered eating, less of the more clinical work, but more just that constant like nagging voice of not being enough or looking good enough. The not enoughness that I'm sure a lot of people can relate to, the mental chatter. And it really is from my own journey. That's what set me off into this career path, is just having had my own challenges with body image and disordered eating when I was younger, which kind of developed into autoimmune conditions. And so just constantly trying to figure out my own health. If there's one thing I'll say about me, it's that I'm very determined and very curious. And so I really dug into my own health and wellness and did a lot of research. And I'm very grateful for the resources that I had to heal myself. But I think a lot of times women are confused by a lot of the information that's out there. There's a lot of conflicting messages. There's a lot of very black and white messages out there. And I really love to guide people to find their own middle ground, because what is healthy and works for you will be totally different than what works for me. And I really love empowering women to be informed and do their own research and be really connected and attuned to their own inner world so that they can feel good, they can look good, they can just be, you know, the best versions of themselves. And navigating all of that world, trying to throw things our way, I think it takes a lot of effort and energy, which we're not taught on how to really care for ourselves and just feel good about ourselves. So that's kind of my mission and my journey and my passion and purpose.
Thank you so much for sharing all that. It's such important work, and it's something that's so many are struggling with, all of these messages and everything. So before we get into anything, can you just in your own words explain what body image and self-worth mean to you, what you're kind of seeing with the people that you work with, the ways that they struggle?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest struggle is comparison and feeling like there is a specific standard of beauty. It always comes back to individuality. So your unique beauty, it's not looking like anyone else, but really defining our own individual beauty and comfort. As far as body image, it really is how we see ourselves, how we feel in our bodies, if we feel like we are accepted in our environments. It really has a lot to do with social media and messages and comparison, and again, being told what's right versus wrong, good versus bad. Our body image is defined by so many different factors, but a healthy body image, in my opinion, is really rooted in self-acceptance. And people always kind of mistake acceptance with giving up or, well, it is what it is. And it's not at all that you can't make changes or you can't strive to work on different aspects of yourselves, but it's not coming from the mindset that there's something wrong with you. It's really, I accept who I am as I am. And if there are behavioral changes or physical changes or anything that I want to also work on, it's coming from a different desire than I need to fix something wrong with me.
Oh, I love that. I love how you explain that. That's great. You know, we're always getting these messages, right, from the beauty industry, the entertainment industry. How do you think that they are impacting women's self-image, their body image, their self-worth?
I actually worked in the beauty industry and the entertainment industry before becoming a therapist and coach. And so I've seen it affect the women that the, you know, population idolizes. Also, I've seen their side of the entertainment industry and beauty industry and the severe pressure and stress and anxiety and level of perfectionism. And I mean, even the people that we think are like, oh my God, they're so perfect or this or that, or I need to achieve this, they are going through the same exact struggles and challenges that I think all women are. This is a constant work that we have to do on ourselves and reassess. It's not just what you look like. It really is. How are you achieving it? Is that a standard that is appropriate for you individually? What is it doing to you? At what cost is it coming? There's so many different layers to it. So I absolutely think it has a huge impact on our mental health and well-being. Not to say that it's a bad thing. I love the beauty industry. I love fashion. I love makeup. I love, you know, all these things. And I think everything is very nuanced and we have to constantly filter it through. What is this doing for me? Is this helping me or harming me? Is this moving me toward the person that I want to be or further away from the type of person that I want to be? It takes a lot of energy and effort and time to really process in that way rather than just seeing an image for a split second and then making a judgment on ourselves that I'm not good enough or I'm not thin enough or I'm not beautiful enough. This is why I love this work, because there's so much nuance. There's so many things that we can deconstruct and process and understand the meaning that we're making and how that meaning affects us and our belief system and our behavior. There's so many layers that we have to kind of go down to understand the impact that it's having on us and decide how we want to engage, whether it's products or images or anything else in any of these industries.
Yes. Oh, such a great point. There's so many layers to dig in there and dig deep. So as for sorting through the layers, short of, you know, going to therapy and having some support in that, if somebody realizes that they're struggling with their self-worth, their self-esteem, their body image, what can women and girls do to kind of improve upon that or, you know, dig through those layers, peel them back?
The first thing to know is that there's nothing wrong with you. You're not bad. You're not wrong. You're not broken. It's a result of the system and the lifestyle that we live in. We will all be affected, whether it's explicit or implicit, subconscious, conscious. We are at all times having these external forces have an impact on us. So there's nothing wrong with you if you are being affected in a negative way. That's the first and foremost. And the second thing is we don't heal from this alone. So it does require support or individual, you know, therapy or counseling or just minding who you're spending your time with. You know, if you are in a social circle that is very judgmental and critical and harsh and rigid and you don't like who you are when you are around these people, that's a sign to pay attention to. I think we always have to kind of check in with ourselves and constantly be assessing how is this impacting me? The social media I'm consuming, the entertainment that I'm watching, the people that I surround myself with, the behaviors that I engage in. I think at some level, we all have intuitive wisdom that is trying to communicate with us. And so it's a matter of creating space and time to be able to hear it and listen to our inner wisdom, because we all have those little nagging voices that say, I don't really like being around this person, or I don't think, you know, following this person on Instagram is making me feel good about myself. So instead of just ignoring those, really paying attention, stopping, pausing, muting, removing yourself, even just for a period of time to witness what impact that has on you. Observation, awareness is the baseline first step to really understand what's affecting me, how is it affecting me, and what element is conscious choice versus it's a part of life that I can't really ignore or have control over.
Yeah, so important. I love that you brought up the people that we spend time with. They really impact us so much, our inner voice, how we view ourselves, the messages that we're getting. That's so important. I like how you also mentioned that intuitive voice, because I think for so many people, it's so easy to ignore that intuition, to ignore our inner voice, to rationalize it away, just completely push it aside. So it's so important to listen to that voice. And like you said, becoming aware, that's kind of like the baseline. That's where we start out. I don't think there can be any positive change without awareness.
I agree. I definitely agree. I think there is a three-layer transformation for change, and it's awareness, acceptance, and then attuned action. So really becoming aware, practicing acceptance around it. And again, it's not saying like, okay, oh, well, I guess this is what it is. It really is just not fighting reality, and then attuned action, creating action steps, whether it's in your beliefs, your thoughts, your behaviors that are really aligned with you in this moment and this phase of life. We're always changing. So it's impossible to say that this one skill or work or practice is going to forever support you. So it's also that willingness to be a beginner, to try new things, to being uncomfortable in transition phases. I think a lot of people really want the holy grail to mental health or feeling good about themselves or liking themselves or feeling beautiful or whatever it is. And they just want to cling on to it. Like, okay, this is the thing that works. I'm just going to do this forever. And it doesn't work like that. Everything is always constantly evolving and changing. So we have to be willing to be flexible and just realize, okay, this is no longer serving me. Time for a new coping skill or a new thought or a new belief or a new person. Just constantly being open to evolve and grow.
Yes, that's so true. And now you did mention unfollowing certain accounts and things like that if they're not serving you, making you feel good, kind of bringing up kind of uncomfortable feelings. But do you have any other ideas of what women or girls can do to combat the harmful messages from the beauty industry, from the entertainment industry? Is there anything else that we can do?
Well, I think focusing on inner essence, you know, it's not just what we look like on the outside, but who are we? In therapy, we have this concept of the preferred self, and it's not how you look, it's who you are. Again, I love beauty and fashion, all those things, and it's not the totality of who a person is. So values work is really important. Beliefs, having anchors of, you know, my values are wisdom and abundance and grace and vitality and peace and attunement. And so everything that I do and say and how I show up in the world, it's rooted in those values. And that can also be a resource to combat the negative messages too. You know, if I'm being triggered in a certain way, it's not just about, oh, unfollowing, but really coming back to my values. Like, what exactly was triggered? What value could show up and support me in this moment of being triggered? So having a deep value system and harnessing beliefs and having supportive mantras, really doing that mental, emotional intelligence work is also a really big part of just being aware of how we're being influenced and knowing what we need.
I love that. And yes, values work is so, so important. Focusing on who we are on the inside, living within our values. That's so great. And you, again, you've mentioned a lot of things that people can do, but do you have any sort of tangible exercises or strategies that you use with clients that you're seeing that are effective to kind of building up that self-worth, that self-esteem, that body image?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, my website has a ton of worksheets. I literally have free resources to kind of go through all of these processes, to journal, to practice introspection. But it comes from a lot of just inquiry about reflecting about your family dynamics. You know, what world did you grow up in? What were the messages that you got as a child? What did you learn to believe about yourself? What did you witness from the female caregivers in your life? That has a huge impact on, I mean, I'm speaking for women right now because you and I are conversing, but, you know, that's where we get a lot of our messages about beauty and body image and self-worth and who to be in the world and what to value and intelligence and what's important. So really having an understanding of how you became to be the person that you are. And it's not coming from a place of blame or victimhood. It's not, you know, oh, well, I didn't have this or this or this, so therefore I'm this person. It's really just building awareness of, oh, okay, this was missing. This is something that I really need to now build up in my life because I recognize how important it is and I didn't get it when I was younger, or I didn't have this role model, or I didn't have this support system or resource. So it's constantly just, again, coming back to awareness of who do I want to be? What are the resources that I need to be that person? How can I either find that for myself, find it in my community? Constant pursuit of growth and evolution.
Oh, great. That is super, super helpful. And yes, I will definitely put all of your links in the show notes for people to go and find you. Where can people find you? Your website, your social media?
Social media and website are probably the most robust. So at Ilana Varro on Instagram and ilanavarro.com. Literally, like, one of my favorite things to do is make worksheets and processes, because I'm that kind of person too, that is kind of like, okay, well, that's a great concept, but how can I apply that to my life? What can I do with that concept? So I try to make all of my content on Instagram and everything almost a starting off point for a journal prompt. So anything you see can kind of make you think and reflect. And a lot of times people are at a loss for what to journal about. You know, I think that's a practice that I always give to people, like journal, journal, journal. But it's very difficult for people sometimes to drop in and they're not even sure what questions to ask themselves or what could be a starting off point. So I really like to have my content kind of be a starting off point for a journal prompt, a way to reflect on yourself, to get a little inquisitive. We're constantly talking to people throughout the day and we're consuming information, but very few times do we really stop and ask ourselves questions and drop in and ask, how are you feeling? And what are you noticing in your body? And what experience is happening in your brain, in your body, in your energy levels? We're constantly outward focused. And so I think bringing awareness to the inner world and the constant chatter, what is our self-talk, is so important. And meditation is not always super accessible for people. That's another thing. A lot of my clients are very perfectionistic, high performer, kind of like that burnout energy. The thing they probably could benefit from is meditation, but they always are battling, you know, I can't sit still. I can't quiet my mind. It just is not for me. If it's not for you, then it's not going to help. So we have to find tools that are going to be appropriate for each individual at different points in their lives. And so asking questions and just getting curious and mindfulness, even not meditation, just finding ways to incorporate a little more opportunity to listen to ourselves.
That's really helpful. And I think that comes along with that awareness too, of that inner knowing of what helps you, what doesn't. And even I'm somebody who's like, you know, practice mindfulness or meditation, but if it's not helpful for you, then to know that and to do something else, like maybe walking outside or, like you said, journaling, which I think is super helpful. So that's really great. I'm going to link all of your links in the show notes so that everyone can go check you out. Ilana, this has been so great. Do you have any kind of words of wisdom or advice for our listeners that are maybe struggling with their relationship with themselves, their self-image, body image, self-worth?
I think I've said this in a few different ways already, but really listen and tune into that little voice in your mind that is trying to communicate with you. Pay attention, whether it could be as simple as I have a client who drinks a lot of caffeine and they're constantly anxious. And there's always a little voice inside of their head, like, maybe I should, you know, refrain from drinking coffee for a week or so. Let me just see what happens if I change a behavior as small as drinking less caffeine. To, you know what, every time I hang out with this person, I really don't feel good about myself, or I drink too much, or I do things that I'm not super aligned with who I want to be. Pay attention to all those little ways that your intuition is trying to correct and trying to move you toward your higher self or your best self or whatever you want to call it, that evolved version of yourself. We all have an inner voice that is trying to communicate with us. And that's where journaling comes in, is because when you actually physically write down your thoughts, you have something to go back to. You can track and see, oh my gosh, I've been writing the same thing for 3 months. This really is something maybe I should pay attention to. Some people write the same thing for 3 years. And, you know, it's just having the awareness of, okay, this is important to me. This is something I'm aware of. I have judgment around it. I really want to change it, but I feel stuck. Just building that awareness and listening to that inner voice, giving that inner voice opportunity to be heard is so, so important, because our mind is constantly communicating with our body. Our body is constantly trying to communicate with our mind. And illness and disease comes at times when we don't pay attention to those subtleties, and something bigger has to happen for us to really pay attention to. So practicing listening to those smaller intuitive signs is very helpful and incredibly valuable. And so that's a very long-winded way of saying, like, attune to yourself, really start to communicate and pay attention to, what is your mind chatter? What are your thoughts about yourself? What is your belief about yourself? How do you talk about yourself? And just start to track. I think it's really difficult to create change without tracking. So have a list. You know, these are thoughts that I have about myself in a week. These are the things I say about myself in a week. These are the behaviors that I do in a week. And it's really challenging, but this is a non-judgment zone. This is not about, oh my God, you're such a terrible person because you think and do these things. It's neutral awareness so that you can identify, what's the one thing, where can I start in trying to make change? Okay, this belief. Every time I have this belief about myself, I'm going to start to catch it. And I'm going to just reframe it instantly, or put money in a jar every time I have this thought and see how many times I have this thought in a week. Just start to track and build awareness, and change is very gradual. It's super slow, way slower than we want it to be. So patience is a skill that we all have to practice as well. I think anything is possible for anyone. So don't limit yourself. It's really about patience and compassion throughout change, and supporting yourself and finding support also. It's a complicated process, but it's very possible for anyone.
Oh, so great. So many great golden nuggets in there. So much value. Ilana, thank you so much for being here today. This was so helpful, so valuable. I think that our listeners are going to get so much out of this conversation.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I really hope that you liked this episode and gained a lot of value from it. If you did like this episode, please share it on social media. You can tag me at The Wellness Project with Des on Instagram and at According to Des on Facebook. If you do enjoy my podcast and gain value from it, I would greatly appreciate your support. You can show your love and support by buying me a coffee. This will help my podcast to grow and in turn will help me to keep bringing on amazing guests. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/thewellnessprojectwithdes to show your support. All books written by or recommended by my amazing podcast guests are listed on my Amazon storefront. Go to the link in the show notes to check out those books. I would love to extend an invite to you to become a part of my community. You can do this through Facebook, where we will be discussing this episode. I would love for you to share your insights, any aha moments, any thoughts or ideas you would like to contribute. You can contribute in the discussion taking place in my Facebook group, and it's a great place to connect with me because I am in there every day with mental health and wellness content, discussions, reflections, journal prompts. It's a fun and supportive place to be. You can find the group at facebook.com/groups/accordingtodes, and that link will also be in the show notes. You can also check out more of what I'm doing on my website, accordingtodes.com. You'll find a lot of wellness blogs, written interviews, detailed podcast show notes, and my shop, where you will be able to find workshops, my self-care course, digital downloads, ebooks. There's a lot going on my website, so make sure you check that out at accordingtodes.com. And while you're there, join my email list to stay in the know about what I have going on and available for you. When you sign up, you will get your free ebook, The 5 Stress Reduction Techniques to Help You Feel More Relaxed. Thank you so much for being here. I will talk to you next week. So until then, I hope you have a calm and peaceful week.